Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a film that's been nominated for some Academy Awards. It's called Call Me By Your Name.
This takes me by surprise because this is one of the most boring, dull, poorly acted films, in my opinion. I don't know how it got to the stage of being nominated.
It's a story about a young man who, in the 1980s, falls in love with another man who is a grad student who comes to visit the family's 17th century Italian villa and study with the father of the young boy, and it's a coming-of-age story.
It is, but it doesn't work for me because it seems so contrived. I could not understand the attraction that the older man would have for this wimpy boy, and some of the scenes, I think, are very off-putting, and I didn't think there was any foreshadowing of their romantic encounter, so that's why I didn't think it was well done.
There's one scene that really makes this film work for me, and that's near the end of the film when Michael Stuhlbarg, who plays the father, Timothy Chalamet, who's nominated for an Oscar, plays the son. They have a discussion about the relationship that has become apparent between the boy and the grad student. And it is heartfelt, it is believable, and it makes the rest of the movie work. I, for the most part, agree with your commentary about it being dull, but I think that scene redeems it.
Well, I liked what the father said, but I thought it was not plausible. I thought, man, that's like one man in a million would say these things to his son, although there was wisdom in the words. It's no Brokeback Mountain.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.